Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome every one of you to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Prophet and Seer. The presence of the Lord is here for you. And I'm expecting God to touch you in every way. You know, recently, Tuesday night, I wanted to tell everyone we had someone on the broadcast that begin to speak things that I totally do not agree with. And I want every one of you to know that we will be watchful more and aware. I don't get into political views. We pray for the president, and I'm going to spare this individual because I will not even speak negative of this person. But many of you I've heard words that you were discouraged by the doom and gloom prophecies. But I began to humble myself, I told my queen, I began to just pray for our leaders. I am against, I call them internet prophets, people who read and get prophecies and then begin to speak. This is prophecy alive. We don't believe in the synthetic, but the authentic presence of God. And I want you to know that we do our business to seek the face of God, and we will not allow any other spirit that is not from God to hinder what God is doing here on Prophecy Alive, speaking negative of no one. But I just wanted to tell our viewers that we dealt with that situation. We're here for the divine will of God, which is those that are hurting, those that need encouragement, exhortation. The true prophetic presence of God brings exhortation, it brings healing, it brings comfort. That's part of prophecy. It's not I see all the time. Even as a seer, there are times when people call me, the Holy Ghost lets me know whether they need a specific prayer or counsel. I love every one of you, me and my Queen Katrina. Just wanted to share that because I thought it was very needful for me to share that with you. We love you so much. Prepare yourself. There is good news when we seek the face of God. The good news is he rose from the dead. Jesus Christ died and he rose again for our resurrection. You see, he didn't come just to rise from the dead. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I decree tonight that that anointing of Jesus, the abundance, would come and that you will receive what God has for you. So right now, just begin to pray with me. Father, I give you praise for these your people. They are yours. They are not mine. I thank you for every one of them. They love you, God. They're seeking you. And God, you said in your word that if we will seek your face and we will turn from our wicked ways, even this whole nation, God, you will pardon and forgive our sins. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Woo! We thank you for the liberty. Even when it looks gray, even when it looks dark, we know that out of darkness you said let there be light. And I decree that everyone that's listening right now, no matter what you are experiencing, no matter how dark it looks, I decree that light comes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, I thank you. I pray. Thank you.
I'm waiting to hear from you.
Oh.
My heart. Hey, that's what I want you to do.
Oh.
My heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you.
My heart, Lord.
God, speak.
Give me your holy word.
We need a
if I can hear from you.
We can't make
it
without you.
Go on.
You said you would never leave us,
never go on,
nor forsake us.
Let your spirit guide.
God, let your spirit guide.
Your word about
he.
My heart, Lord, from my heart.
Your holy
word.
If I can
hear you are so holy. We worship
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're so excited about what God is about to do. And I want you to know that this is the day that God has made. This is Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick. Listen, the number is 347-539-5173. I praise God for my Queen Katrina. And I thank God that as she's praying and as the staff are praying and the schools of prophets are praying, and we have a lot of people behind the scenes. Listen, when we are on this broadcast, Praise God. There are people praying around the world. And we thank God for you. It is for you, you and you. Why? Your prayers are being answered. Not because I'm here, but because God, Jesus, has already prayed for us. And I thank Yah. I thank God for the shalom. I thank God for divine peace. I thank God for creative miracles. You know, God is restoring his people back to such a consecrated life. I mean, I'm telling you, there is an anointing for creative miracles. Don't you know Jesus Christ? He is the one who taught us. I love the teachings of Christ. Someone asked me not too long ago, who's your favorite preacher? I said, Jesus. And you know, Jesus, when he opened his word and he opened himself, because he is the word, he began to teach and the need for repentance. You know, when we repent, that word means we change our minds. So many people say, I repent, I repent, I repent. But until the mind is changed, there's no repentance. Oh, I love you, people of God, because you have repented. You have the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is in you. Yes, you have not the spirit of an Antichrist. You have the Spirit of God. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that the Spirit of God is dwelling in you? Praise God. That word repentance is a very important word. The original meaning of this word repentance, I want you to know, it is to turn from doing wrong and begin to do right by God. Praise God and do what he says in his word. Love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. Treat others as you would have others treat you. Praise God. It doesn't mean to stop doing something. It means to turn to do what God's word has told us to do. Be ye not hearers only, but be a doer of the word. Not a doer in the sense of being so traditional and religious, full of rituals, but it is a willingness to obey. You know, we must believe what Jesus said, people. The great preacher, God became a man that came on earth, and he preached the good news. That's what the gospel is. We must believe what the word of God says, and that God will do what he says he would do. Don't you worry about prayers. It's not your job to make sure that those prayers are answered. I mean, those prayers are answered before you pray. God spoke to a man in the word of God and told him, I heard you from the first day that you set your heart to seek the Lord. You see, when you pray and you seek God, there is a three-dimensional part of prayer. You know, the word says ask. That small three-letter word, A-S-K, ask, seek, knock. And when you look at that little word, ask, it's a powerful word, three-dimensional. Ye have not because ye ask not. And then when we ask, we don't want to ask in vain with wrong motives, to make our voice heard on high. And ask and it shall be given. That word ask starts with the letter A. And that word seek starts with the letter S. And that word knock starts with the letter K. So any way you cut it, praise God. It's a three-dimensional word. We want to talk to you tonight and how to receive. I'm going to go to the phones. I want to just give you something, some life in you right before I go to the phones. You know, we're warned, and God told us in the word of God, the time is coming when the world and even the church will not endure sound doctrine. But I want you to know that God's word, God is full of patience. God is full of courage. He's given us courage. He's given us faithfulness. And when we pray and we stand firm in what we have believed, God can do what he said he would do. He's already done it by faith. Praise God. And I want you to know, the Bible says, I was reading this today, Isaiah 42, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. What pleases God? His righteousness? What is righteousness? Right fellowship with God. God made us right through the death of Christ. He made peace with God. That's why Jesus came, because of the relationship. There was a divine family breakup. And God said, I didn't leave you. You left me. Jeremiah, the third chapter, declares, I'm married to the backsliders. Don't you know that God's word declares? Again, Isaiah 42, the Lord is well pleased for his righteous sake. He will exalt the law and make it honorable. But see, you understand that the law now is the law of grace. Praise God, because the law couldn't do what it was intended to do because it took a sacrifice, which was Jesus. It took Christ to come and do away with all of these rituals. I mean, aren't you glad we don't have to go out and kill a bullock, a goat, praise God, a sheep, praise God? Aren't you glad we don't have to have all that blood on us all the time, praise God? Because Jesus came in the ultimate sacrifice. Ah, praise God. I want you to know that every teaching of the Word of God is so powerful. And sometimes we take for granted Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The angels, the fundamental elementary things that we have learned from the law. And God used Moses. It was an elementary school. You understand? Thou shalt not. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Sound like a child. All of us remember when we were our children were younger. Your days were full of. By the time they got one on. Your words were full of, our words were full of, don't do this, don't touch that. Praise God. Stop. Sit down. And as they grew up, you found yourself repeating the fundamentals of the do not. You understand. So the Ten Commandments was full of, don't do this, don't do that, don't touch this, thou shalt not. Praise God. And that's what the Bible said over and over. The children of Israel did sin. Over and over, God sent them saviors, deliverers, and they sinned and sinned again. This is a type and shadow of flesh of the people of God, of us. Deliver us from evil. I mean, isn't it amazing when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray in Matthew 6. And Jesus said, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And he begins to teach them about forgiveness. But you notice the prayer that the disciples were taught is about us. Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned. If any man say that he has not sinned, he is a liar and come short of the glory of God. That's why I can't deal with people who spend their time talking about other folks' sins. Because all of us, praise God, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Praise God. Now here's Jesus, Matthew 4:4. Watch him. He's teaching something right before I go to the phones. Get ready, people. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Watch this now. You'll find that also in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Watch this. You shall not tempt the Lord your God, Matthew 4:7. You look and you'll find the same thing in Deuteronomy 6:16. Watch this. And you shall worship the Lord your God. Look at this. And him only shall you serve. Now here is the true Moses. Here is Christ himself teaching us the same word that was in the Old Testament, but he's bringing it with grace. Watch Jesus now. What a powerful preacher. Watch him now. Matthew 4:10, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve. Watch this. God is telling us, worship our master, Yahweh, our Elohim, and him only shall we serve. Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise God. Watch God. Watch him. He is so powerful. And look, Jesus began to, in Matthew 5, he began to teach these things. I love this. He said, blessed are they who are poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Watch this. Watch him now. Blessed are they who mourn, because they will be comforted. Blessed are they who are meek, because they will inherit the earth. I'm telling you, if you want to inherit some things, you have to go through meekness. Praise God. The spirit of meekness is not weakness. It's a spirit of humility. That's like a lamb, you know. You can slaughter a lamb and it won't open its mouth. Look at Christ on the cross, on the tree, crucified. Praise God. And didn't complain. Meek to do what God has said for us to do. Watch this. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Not to prove we're more righteous than someone else, like the Pharisee and the Republican. The publican that were praying. The Pharisee began to brag on his fasting and his giving of tithes. The publican said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. The publican just recognized who he was. So the publican was meek. But the Pharisee, not fair, you see, and couldn't see. Now watch this. Blessed are they who are merciful. Oh, wouldn't the world be a better place if people were more merciful? Because mercies will be upon them. Watch this. I love this. And Jesus, he's preaching now. He said, blessed are they who are pure in their hearts, because they will see God, Elohim. They will see him. Blessed are they who make peace. Wouldn't this earth be better if people made peace? Praise God. The peacemakers, they will be called the children of God, the sons of Elohim. Now watch this. Blessed are they who are persecuted because of righteousness, because there is the kingdom of heaven, the power of the kingdom. Yeah, I'm telling you, because God bless you, it doesn't mean that people are not going to hate on you. Praise God. People are not going to persecute you. And you don't invite it. But when God is doing something in your life, there will always be those who just can't take it. Blessed are you whenever they curse you and they persecute you and they say every evil word about you falsely because of me. Look at that. Every word and negative word that's been spoken against you, I want you to know that you have an inheritance. What is that inheritance? You can condemn every tongue that rises up against you, every slander of the enemy. I bind that thing right now. Some of you have been hearing negative words all of your life. I bind that in the name of Jesus. And those words will come to nothing. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and they will glorify your Father in heaven. Praise God. And Jesus said this. Lastly here, do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. He didn't come against the prophets or the law. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Told Peter, James, and John, come up with me, boys. Told them to come up to a high mountain. And don't you know Jesus was transfigured and they saw Moses and Elijah. God, I love it. Praise God. I thank God that Jesus is Lord. I'm going right to the phone.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what to do.
I know what to do.
I won't.
God bless you. I see a 985. I'm going to you right now. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling. 985 area code. God bless you.
Praise God. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. To whom am I speaking to?
This is Sister Deidre.
Deidre, God bless you, Sister Deidre.
God bless you, you and your beautiful queen, Katrina.
Oh,
I was just calling to give a testimony.
Please, go ahead.
On last night, I called the prayer line, and I spoke with you, and you was telling me that you seen a number 3. And
yeah.
A revelation came to me that I have 3 kids. I had an interview today at 3 o'clock, and I have an expectation in 3 days to receive something. And I went to my interview today. I walked out on faith, and I got the job.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Praise God.
I'm excited for you, as you could tell. I'm just so excited. Go ahead. Speak about this and what happened. And what has it done for your faith and your spirit?
It just, you know, I just stepped out on faith. I remember, you know, you saying just, you know, ask, and you were just saying ask. You know, when I asked God and I had the faith and I went there and I really didn't even have an interview. The guy was, he was pretty much saying you're hired on the spot. He asked me a few questions, told me about the store, and pretty much said you're hired.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know people, you that are listening around the world, Deidre, this precious child of God, it was only God. It was her faith. The scripture says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, his true prophets, not just anyone saying I'm a prophet. Because true prophet, you would prosper. And let me say, listen to this, Deidre. How do you know if someone is a true prophet? Watch this. They have a request, is that you put God first.
Amen.
They don't prophesy for money. They don't prophesy to be great. They don't get prophecies from somebody else and then prophesy. They seek God. They seek the face of God, and God begins to speak. This is all about you, Deidre.
Amen.
What can you say to mothers that are in the same situation? Can you speak to them now? Go ahead.
Just to step out on faith. Have faith no matter what the situation is, no matter how hard it may look. God always makes a way out of no way.
Deidre, I sense that your spirit is being, God is doing something for you that is so powerful. I was, as we talked earlier today, me and my queen, Katrina, and our son, we were in grocery store, and we were walking around, and I'm kind of goofy in grocery stores, and me and my son get in trouble because we act like little children. But we was enjoying ourselves, and you caught me right that time when you called, and we began to share the word of God, and it was so wonderful, and my queen began to speak to you. Tell me how did you feel my queen, she was able to speak with you? And tell me how was that?
Well, when I talked to her, it was just an uplifting spirit. Like, I just felt chills went all over my body as she talked to me and told me, you know, just have the faith and receive it. It's yours.
My God. She's such a cool lady. Wait till you see her. I'm prophesying that you're going to be with us in March, and you're going to be with us also. We're going to be in Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Hammond, Louisiana. Tell everybody about it. As a matter of fact, we're going to send you something, so as you tell people about it, you'll be able to give it to them. Hammond, Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen. While I'm talking to Deidre, we're going to be with Pastor Gloria Friesen. And I'm telling you, we cannot wait. I'm going to find this here so I can let you know. Here it is. Pastor Gloria Friesen, True Praise Ministry. We're going to be there. And the address is 101 Alita Street, Suite B, as in baby, Hammond, Louisiana. That zip code is 70401. February, this month, 21st through the 23rd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Me and my queen and a host of other people with us. Each night is going to start at 7 p.m. nightly, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do not want to miss this. Also, our good friend, Pastor Marilyn Dixon, awesome woman of God. She's going to be with us, and her ministry is True Witness Ministry. You can catch her on Sundays on WABL 1570 AM in Amit, Louisiana, and she comes on 12:30. Deidre.
Yes, sir.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm working on it. What me and my queen talked about, that we talked about you behind your back, girl, and it was good. We really feel that this year, and we know, is your elevation year.
Yes, sir.
It's your elevation. I was going to tell you this earlier. You're going to end up in an office. I see an office. And you're going to end up behind a desk, and you're going to be on the phones. You're going to be working with different accounts.
Wow.
And I see, and I don't think I should have told you earlier, and I saw it, but I kept it. And now I'm released by the Holy Spirit to tell you, you're going to end up in an office behind a desk. You're going to be dealing with accounts. You watch. That's going to take place. Go ahead. I feel your spirit.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I used to work at a bank a while back as a teller, and I've been putting in applications at different banks.
Deidre.
And I was also a switchboard operator dealing with patients, scheduling appointments and different things.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Father God, I thank you.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
You have given this young lady favor.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to tell you about a good problem that you're going to have. Stay where you are a little bit. Take the job. You're going to have some good problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a little humor with this. You're going to have so many things come after you, so many opportunities. I tell you, you're going to have to seek the face of God. Like, which one? You're going from, listen, watch this. You're going to go from rags to riches.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're going to help other women. You're going to be a powerful entrepreneur.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're going to be an example to people that you can make it, regardless of what situation you're in. You watch what God does. Within 90 days, it's going to blow your mind. Can I tell you something I want you to write down and keep? In the month of August, by August 9th, I know my God. By August 9th, I want you to repeat what I say. Overflow.
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 Not floor. Overflow.
Overflow.
Yeah, like you fill up a glass of water and it just overflow. It's an overflow.
Overflow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I see an overflow, a divine overflow, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. And I'm going to tell you something. Even in marriage.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Even in marriage, watch God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell you something I see?
Yes, sir.
I see God healing your blood.
Thank you, Lord.
I see God regulating your blood.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to, it's some personal, and I'll put it like this. He's going to fix your cycle.
Ha, thank you,
ha,
Lord.
Ha. Oh, rubber, ba, da,
Jesus,
da.
God.
Ah, na.
Yes,
he's going to heal your Your stress level, your stress level is going down. Your blood pressure becoming normal. Anxiety and fear will not take you over, daughter.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. I don't know who this person is. I see like a person named Ben, start with a B. I don't know whether this is a girl or boy. That name is going to cross you. Beverly, here it is. I don't even know whether you know a Beverly, talk to me.
I know a Beverly. That's my boyfriend's auntie.
Okay. Beverly is in need of a miracle. She's in need of a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I don't want to ask you this, but where is Beverly?
She lives in Hammond.
I must have Beverly come when we come.
Okay.
I got something special. Me and my queen for Beverly. Beverly got some things before the Lord. And God's going to shake some things for her.
Thank you, God.
There's a mighty deliverance that's taking place with Beverly.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You tell Beverly I said that I want to see her.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Anything else?
Thank you. I have one other just quick question, and I'm going to let the other callers come in.
Okay.
I received a phone call today after me and you spoke from my attorney, secretary. And the person that I'm having a lawsuit against, they're trying to fight it, saying that they volunteered to settle my bills and everything. And it's just been heavily on my mind.
Can I tell you what I just saw?
Yes, sir.
I see six figures.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something, girl. God made man on the what day? Six.
Seven. Six.
Six. He made man on the sixth day. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The number six is a powerful number. It is the number of dominion. The number of dominion. You see, God has given you dominion. Say, I have dominion.
I have dominion.
Man was supposed to use that dominion to bless others.
Amen.
But he used that dominion to bless himself.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see six figures three times over.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Do you have your purse near you?
No, sir.
Do you have any checks or anything that relates to money near you?
No, sir. I can get it.
Hurry.
I had to go to the bathroom away from my kids so I can have quietness.
Okay. While she's doing that, I want to take this caller, 504, and then I'm going to come right back to Deidre. I feel God. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. My name is Sabrina, and I spoke to you last night. And you gave me... Thank you. It's a good thing because you gave me a message about doors are going to be opening for me, you know, when the angels are there you know, working for the Heavenly Father, but it's like sometimes when I want to do something or there's something that I love to do or want to achieve, I have a lot of fear come over me. And so, you know, I don't pursue it. I talk myself out of it a lot. So I just want to, you know, maybe get a good message or a good word to say to myself or try to remember when, you know, the fear comes to me, you know, because I want to rebuke it and, you know, get it out of my system. But it can be so hard sometimes. So I don't take those opportunities or I don't do those new things, you know, because I be scared sometimes.
I'm glad you called, because exactly what I've seen is happening even now. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to have you repeat it, okay?
Okay.
2 Timothy 1 and 7 declares this, and I decree and declare this in your spirit today. First of all, I bind that spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear connected to the spirit of procrastination, I bind it and I command it to loose you. Sabrina, say fear.
Fear.
You are no longer welcome.
You are no longer welcome.
In my mind.
In my mind.
I cast down the imagination of fear.
I cast down the imagination of fear.
And every thought.
At every thought
that exalts itself,
that exalts itself
against the word that I'm about to embrace,
against the word that I'm about to embrace,
and I bring all those negative thoughts of fear,
and I bring all those negative thoughts of fear
into captivity,
into captivity,
and I cast them down,
and I cast them down.
Now you're ready to receive 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Listen to this. It says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Watch this.
Yes.
Three-dimensional. He's given us but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now say, God has not given me.
God has not given me.
The spirit of fear.
The spirit of fear.
I now have.
I now have.
And do receive.
And do receive.
Power.
Power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
Now, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes.
What you have just done is kick the devil out. And you invited the word of God in. Now, from this day forward, you have to walk in love, that power and love and a sound mind. You will no longer be afraid of success. I'm going to tell you what I see. You're so scared of success because there are some people you don't want to leave behind. You got to leave them.
Right, and you are absolutely right.
To tell them I got to go, praise God. Because if you don't leave them, you'll never be able to help them.
You know, it's just that sometimes I feel obligated,
oh.
You know.
Oh, listen to me. I felt you before you opened your mouth. Okay? You know what else is in you? Say, I renounce guilt.
I renounce guilt.
Guilt, leave.
Guilt, leave.
You are no longer welcome.
You are no longer welcome.
I am the temple of the Most High God.
I am the temple of the Most High God.
The great I am.
Great I am.
Lives in me.
Lives in me.
You be free from guilt. You know what? You got a big heart, and people just, let me tell you something. You ready for this counsel?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
You know what your greatest problem is?
Listen.
I'm gonna tell you. This is gonna set you free. The devil's in trouble. He should have never let you call. He should have never let you call. Let me tell you something. The enemy uses your love against you. God has given you this day the ability to manage your love. Use your love like a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Know when to withdraw and know when to deposit. Don't let anybody deposit in you.
Right.
And don't try to be a superwoman and save the whole world. You got your little cape on, and you just fly around like, what's that show used to come on about a superhero woman, Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, yeah.
That's who you are in the spirit of God.
I feel like you know me like a book.
I know you better than that, but I'm just being nice because I'm on the radio. Where are you located at?
I'm in New Orleans, but I'm actually from Hammond. The caller that you speak with, Deidre, me and her are best friends.
So you're going to be at the meeting, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
So you're going to meet my queen. She's great. She just make me look good. She's a ooh-ooh. Wait till you, let me tell you something. I'm telling you now, when you meet my queen Katrina and my family, I believe our other children are coming. Also, our baby boy, Elisha, and his junior, Roderick Jr., Deborah, and Jazz, and our two granddaughters. When you meet my queen, you're never going to let her, she'll never leave you because you're going to stay in touch with her. She's greater than me. I'm just a little king. She's the queen, praise God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I ain't just talking. That's how we are in private. You know, we had some friends that got around us. He said, I cannot believe this. And we thought something was wrong. We said, what? I can't believe that y'all are real. I said, well, go home then. God. I can't wait for all of our partners. Tell everybody about this meeting.
I sure will. And I would just like to say I'm so glad that I called and I'm able to speak with you because she mentioned it to me. She told me, she didn't ask me did I want to call. She told me to call, and I'm just so grateful that I'm dead, and I'm grateful that you have the time and the knowledge and the spirit to uplift her and speak to her as well, because we both need it.
I felt a kindred spirit between you two. That's why. Go ahead. You were saying?
Oh, I'm just grateful and thankful. That's all.
And you and I together on this broadcast, let's lift up Jesus and say, to God be the glory. Come on. To God be the glory.
Be the glory.
I'm going to get right back to Deidre, then we're going to get to the other callers.
All right. Have a good evening, you and your queen. And I can't wait to meet y'all.
We can't wait to meet you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
I'm waiting to hear from you.
Keep my heart.
Can't let what I want you to do.
Keep my heart.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Well, praise God. I'm going right back to Deidre. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
God just led me to get to Sabrina. And do you have a contact with money, your purse, or what do you have?
I have my wallet. I have money.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a money prophet, but there are times God shows me, just like the prophet Elijah went to the widow and said, bake me a cake. And many false prophets have used that to get money from widows, and it's a shame. It's a shame. This is why Elijah went to the widow. Watch this. She said, the widow said, I've just got enough food for me and my son, and we're going to die. She was in a situation, you understand. And he said, bake me a cake first, symbolic, because it was kind of rude if you think about it with the natural mind. Remember I had you read 1 Corinthians 2 and 14?
Yes, sir.
In the natural, that's kind of rude. You go into a widow, and she just have enough food for her and her son. And then you say, wait a minute. bake me a cake first. And that's where some of these crazy preachers got, let the father eat first and then the children. Let the preacher eat the chicken, and then the preacher will come to the house and eat up all the food. The devil is alive.
Amen.
And that's false teaching. Now, I'm going to tell you to put God first from this day forward. Every area that you can think of that you made him last. I've done it. We all have sinned. Romans 3:23. Okay, you put God first, and I vow to you. You hear my words now.
Yes, sir.
You will never be broke another day in your life. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Never forget God, and make sure when you see someone hurting that you help them.
Yes, sir.
He that lendeth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. Hold that that money up. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I prophesy over Deidre.
Yes, God.
As she make you Lord of her house, of her money.
Yes, Lord.
Her children, everything.
Yes, God.
I pray that she be a miracle young lady.
Yes, God.
And that money would
God.
Come out of her, and I speak metaphorically, it just come out of her ears, so to speak.
Yes,
it'll come out of everywhere.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I prophesied to her because of her faith.
Yes,
I see six figures three times
Thank
over.
Lord Jesus.
Now,
Thank
God,
you.
Give her the wisdom to know how to handle this.
Yes, God.
Give her the wisdom to be very careful and be very wise with her affairs.
Yes, God.
I ask you, Lord, that you give her clarity and that you teach her how to invest and that you teach her how to use her money.
Yes, God.
To further the kingdom of God.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now watch what happens. You give God the glory, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a 952. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you? 952 area code. God bless you. I have a 571 area code.
Good evening, man of God. How are you?
I am so happy to hear your voice. I'm doing good. How are you?
Amen. Doing well. I got a praise report and I got a prayer request.
Let's hear it in Jesus.
My praise report is that God has healed. Well, I already knew he healed me. I was just waiting for it. But went to the doctor today and the Lord is doing a wonderful work on my body. And I'm so grateful for that. And I just
Just
give him praise tonight. Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, God. We bless you. Only
yes,
you can
God.
Do. We magnify
yes,
you, Lord. You are the only healer.
Yes,
you
is.
Are the deliverer. We thank you. Thank
yes,
you. We give you the glory. Yes. My sister, yes. I'm happy for you. What else is on your heart?
And the other thing, I want prayer for my parents. I love my mom and dad very much, and over the years, it's been some strain and so forth, but the Lord has given me such a great compassion, and I struggled with unforgiveness for many years, but all that's gone, and I just love them so much. But I want God to, I just need God to just touch both of them. They're 77 and 74. And my dad has worked so hard, and he's got medical problems, and he's even a minister. But there's just some things I know that God is working with them. But I'm just asking for prayer for both of them, Shirley and James.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for Shirley and James.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord, for this dear sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Who you healed her body.
Thank you.
I take it further. You made her whole.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what God is telling me to tell you. Hamash. Oh, glory. Now, Lord, Shirley and James, there's still some residue, debris from their childhood.
Amen.
They've carried over. There's 3-4 generations of emotional abuse. And God, you're healing them both from much fear. Much torment has been in that generation. And I see, God, your hand reaching in them and going into their yesterday. According to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are healing James and Shirley yesterday and today and forever. Manifest your goodness in their young age. God, give them divine strength. Give them divine strength. Heal any ailment that's there. Lord, restore their youth.
Mm-hmm.
Work a miracle of forgiveness in their hearts. Lord, you know, there's a strong guilt on Shirley. Guilt. The enemy wants to she's being delivered at the same hour from guilt.
Hallelujah, I bless you.
I'm telling you
and
what
you're
I
right.
see.
You're right. I already know. Holy Spirit showed it to me too. Amen.
Wow. And it tried to attack you, but you got victory over it in Jesus' name. See, a lot of time our children can try to make us feel guilty. But this guilt didn't come from, this guilt came from your Shirley's and James' parents.
Yes.
And I'm getting a strong sense from James and his father. There's
dead on it.
To God, to God be glory.
Thank
and
you,
those
Lord.
Those issues had haunted him for a long time.
Yes, they did.
And he really didn't quite forgive. See, that unforgiveness been there for a long time.
It has. And he died. My grandfather died before my father forgave him.
He died
in 1984. And my mother had been telling him, you need to go to your dad and forgive him before he died. And he died before daddy forgave him. And so, yes, he does carry that. And you're Jesus, thank you, Lord.
And you know, we give y'all all the praise. And right now, I decree by the power of God that James
Hallelujah.
Is free.
Hallelujah. Thank
He's
you, Lord.
Free
Thank
from this spirit of guilt. And then, Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus come all over James.
Yes, God. Hey.
By faith, I lay hands on him.
Yes, praise God.
And I decree, James, you are free from the torment.
Yes, Hallelujah.
If only I could.
Mm-hmm.
He cried. He cries a lot. But there's 3 nights ago, he had a dream. 3 or 4 nights ago.
Okay.
He actually saw his father in one of his dreams, but he has a fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord free him from that this day.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Where are you located?
I'm in Virginia. This is Janice, Prophet.
You know Janice I didn't know Gilbert. Who you were. You know what? And I like how the Lord does me. I didn't know. I don't even try to recognize numbers. The Lord just showed me.
I know you didn't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I didn't know this was my covenant sister. Praise God.
Yes, it is. Praise God.
Well, you know God is moving.
He really is. And I've been praying for a long time. And last night I listened to the call late because I wasn't able to get on, and I wanted to pray for my mom and dad. And I got home late because I had to go to the doctor and get some blood work done. But it's just so awesome today when I went to go get my iron infusion, how my ferritin level has it's just jumped from 3 point something to 59.6 in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I know that's God. I already know that's God.
Because, see,
yes,
my body wasn't producing blood the way it should. My iron levels were all messed up, and I've been very fatigued. And I've been just standing on Isaiah 53 and 5 for a number of years. But I know that God healed my body when the woman of God told me on your show a few weeks ago that God healed me of cancer, and I already knew it. And I just said, Lord, I thank you. I just praise you. But I wanted to just give God praise for everybody to hear it, the good report, because he's really moving and he's doing some things. And, you know, still some things I'm not quite certain about, and, you know, I'm praying for direction. But I just love the Lord and what he's doing right now. And I just praise him. I just want to stay so close. Mm.
I could tell you something, but I'm not going to now.
Okay.
I'll tell you this part. Mm-hmm. You know how they came out with the navigation system on the car and it would just lead you?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord told me to tell you on the spiritual navigation.
Amen.
God has everything mapped out, and I already could tell you something. We just like to thank you for what
you
sent us today. And all I could tell you is you're in.
praise God. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory for your testimonies, and we be expecting great news concerning your parents.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for that. Yes, sir. And I'd like you to just keep my family in prayer over our finances, sir. And that's all I need you to do.
Father God, I thank you for a triple. You know what I see? You know how a person, something called a triple bypass?
Yes, sir.
But in your case, the triple bypass is from debt to financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
God is unclogging your financial organs.
Amen.
So you'll be expecting, because your prayer is, you never told me this, but you've always desired to be a great giver in the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
And I see
that's
one
amazing
time that you wrote, I'm going to tell you what's coming before my eyes. You wrote out in some type of note that you wrote out to God. And it was a financial note. It was by faith. And I don't know how long this was. You may still have it on something in your house. But you wrote God something on paper. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, he sees that particular writing.
Can
it's almost like, go talk to me.
It says, I am a kingdom billionaire, and I give billions to kingdom causes. And this has been on a sticky note on my computer. It's an electronic sticky note, and it's been on here for almost 2 years.
Two is the number of witness. I'm going to let you go. Let me say to you, I'm glad me and my queen know a billionaire. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Glory to God. People, praise God. Find rest. Enter deep rest. Come on, together. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to the phones now. I have a 985 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hello?
How are you? Can you hear me?
You hear me? Yeah, I hear you. I'm on a cell phone.
You on the cell phone?
It's not really picking. It's not really picking up. My ditch is my daughter, my baby girl. And I was calling for prayer for my lady. Melissa Dix is the one that told me about you. She's my friend. And she had told me about you. I'm calling for prayer for my right leg. It hurts a lot.
Your right leg. Can you put your
hand
on your leg right now?
Let me turn it. Put it. Yeah, I got it on it now.
Oh. Okay. Mother, I love you. What's your name, Mother?
Sister Irby Rose, Irby, U-R-B-Y. Yeah, pray for the other day when Mr. Dixon told me about you, about my lungs. You remember the devil trying to
make
me do an oxygen tank.
Yes, how are you doing?
Well, they're smoking that stuff across the street, but I'm giving it to God that he would let them go for around me. They don't own their home, they renting. See, I own my home. I've been in my house for like 40 years. They renting. That's all they do every day, just smoke all day long.
Well, watch God take care of this. He going to move things out your way. Father,
and
right now.
Believe you too.
Yes, ma'am. He's going to do things for you. He's going to shift you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now,
thank
watch
you. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I decree that those legs will receive strength. And, Lord, I remind you of Acts, the third chapter, when Peter and John was walking into the temple at the hour of prayer, and they saw a lame man there. And Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the word of God declares that that man's legs begin to be strengthened and his ankle bones receive strength. Now, Mother Rose, I decree and declare to you that strength is going into your leg right now, in both of them. Your ankle bones are receiving strength. Now begin to move that leg.
When you're praying for me, you say the prayer for me.
You're already there. Thank you,
Thank
Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother, I'm asking God not just to heal you, but to make you whole.
Thank you for this, too.
God bless you, Mother Rose. We'll see you in person soon.
But when you come down, I want to see you bring that CD I like to buy from you, one of your CD you had on last night.
Oh, which one, Mother?
You had it on your plane. I can't think of the name of it. To bring a couple down, I buy it from you.
Okay, Mother. I'm going to ask the Lord to show me. some of the things I can't tell you because it's not mine.
I asked Nilsa Dixon. She's talking to what it was.
Okay. I love you. Can't wait to kiss you on the cheek. Me and my queen, we're going to see you. Okay?
I'd like to meet you all too. Thank you very much for the prayer.
God bless you, Mother.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Oh, that is so sweet. God, I pray for mothers across this nation. I pray, Lord, for a supernatural miracle with the mothers. So many of them have labored so hard. Even without pay, pray, God. Now, thank you for the vision that you've given us concerning the mothers. I pray, God, that the mothers will receive strength. My own mother, Motherly Gertha, a powerful woman of God. I thank God for the mothers across this nation. Touch and heal them. I rebuke the spirit of arthritis. I command it to go. Somebody's listening to me. And your mother has a bad case of her hip joints. It's pretty bad. I can see the left hip. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. I see a mother that has fallen, and there's an operation that was performed. But God is healing her right now in the name of Jesus. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I've seen some things. Let me go to the next caller. I have an area code 706. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am wonderful. I just wanted to see if you could pray for me tonight and give me a word from the Lord tonight.
Father, I give you praise.
Thank you, Lord,
for this mother.
Thank you, oh God.
Mother, sometimes when I start praying, God begins to talk to me. That's how quick it happens.
Hallelujah.
I see your hands, your hands, your hands. I see your hands have been busy. There's some gifts in your hands. And even when you were
Hallelujah.
A young woman, even when you were in your younger age, I see God using your hands. And God said, because of your labor, he's restoring you. He's restoring your hands. Now, hands mean many things. One of the things, there's a work that you are about to do. Whatever your hands find to do, God is saying do it with all of your strength.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Father.
Bless your name. That meant something great to you. What was it, Mother?
I am, there's several things that I'm trying to do. One is start a business, and another is I'm getting ready to, if the Lord is willing, I'm getting ready to go back to school God has given me the gift of fashion design, but I want to learn the technical aspects of it. So I'm going to school to learn the technical aspects of it and to get the business classes as well. But so I got my hands in several different things, and it's so funny that you say that.
Yah be praised. Those are your hands. And I saw a sewing machine, but I didn't know, I'm only a man, but now
right.
I understand. Listen, where's your daughter?
She's in the city with me.
How
where
is
I am
she?
Right now.
She's okay?
She's not doing well, no.
You know what
she's
I saw?
Doing.
I saw chains, spiritual chains around her feet, her hands, and her mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, and God loose her from that now.
Hallelujah.
Ah, Satan, get off of that girl.
Thank you, oh God.
I point my finger at this screen here.
Thank you, God. I command
you to take your hands off of this girl.
Thank you, Lord.
What does the letter T have to do with her? I've seen the letter T.
T?
I don't know why. The letter T is very strong. There is a person with the letter T. The enemy is using this male. And your daughter is going to be free from this letter T. God has delivered her from bondage. Even intimate bondage.
Thank you, God.
He wants to put some habits on her. And she's free right now in the name of Jesus. It's something to do with a Tony. Tony.
I don't know a Tony, but...
That's okay if you don't know. But there is a Tony. I hope this is not a name of a spirit. But I see a Tony.
Yeah, you know what it probably is. Because she's living
Talk
a alternative lifestyle.
Say it again.
She's living an alternative lifestyle in the spirit,
It's the demonic spirit, Tony, probably is because she's supposed to be the male in the relationship.
There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. I rebuke that spirit of Tony. I command that spirit of Tony, the spirit of Anthony, to let that girl go right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of profanity. I come against that perverse demon that wants to keep those other chains that I see on her feet, her ankles, and her hands, and her mind. I come against that spirit of perversion out of her mind. Cast that devil out of her mind by the name of Jesus Christ. And I command a bloodline curse for her to be free from it in the name of Jesus.
It's so good.
The Lord is making her free.
Thank you, Jesus.
And mother, he's made you free in your youth.
Hallelujah.
And this spirit seems to attack strongly in your family.
Yes.
There's even an auntie. There's a lot of confessions that need to come out to the younger generation because it's going to help them stay delivered. Where are you at, mother? You in
Georgia. Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, some kind of way the Lord's going to fix it. I've got to see your daughter.
Hallelujah.
You know we're coming to Louisiana. And I'm going to
I don't know.
You don't have to worry about that because God's going to send us. He's going to fix it where we're going to be able to meet. Because this year we're going to be doing a lot of traveling. Listen, mother, you know it's nobody but God and not me.
Yes, I know it's nobody.
She stays
but God.
With. Does she stay with you?
No, actually, she lives with the girl.
Do she come over sometime?
Actually, she's probably going to come to see me tomorrow.
Do me a favor. I want you to anoint everything in your house again. I know you already did. But this time,
okay.
Anoint it. And when you anoint it, say the blood of Jesus.
Okay.
And that means wherever she's sitting, I mean, I know you don't go crazy with oil like some of these folks, but just anoint it. And then she's going to sit down on a chair. And when she sat on that chair, she's going to begin to weep.
Okay.
And you watch God. And so you be ready to put your arms around her. Because she needs to have forgiveness. She's getting ready to forgive you.
Okay.
Because something happened to her when she was between 7 and 11. It's okay, mother, because God got this, baby. You understand? Yeah, you don't you worry about anything. Liberty comes to you, and the freedom in the spirit comes to you, so you get ready. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. I'm going to be talking to you again.
Amen.
You need us. You know how to get us, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Love you, mother.
Thank you. Love you, too.
God bless you. Be comforted. All is well.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Holy Ghost is going to fall on that girl, and watch this. She's going to preach. She's going to preach. Praise God.
Praise God.
And what she went through, others would be delivered from.
Thank you, God. I said, Lord, please don't let none of this be in vain, oh God.
Don't you worry. Your tears have become tears of joy. Don't you worry. Okay, mother?
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow. Oh, that touched my heart. People, let's praise God before I go to the next caller. Father, I give you praise for that mother. I thank you, Lord, for the deliverance. I thank you, Lord, that you're doing something. I'm not here promoting myself. Speak and exalt you. You are so much greater than, I don't even compare you to myself. You're greater than all. You're greater than me. You're greater than all. The Holy Spirit is saying tonight, I want to touch my people. I want to touch my people. What you are doing for this mother, do across the world, in Africa, do across China, do it across America. I ask you, oh God, that there's an anointing. Hear this prophecy. There's an anointing that will fall on America this year. We're going to see the greatest hunger for God this year than we've ever seen. You know, Jonah went to Nineveh and prophesied some things, but God spared Nineveh. God will spare America because those that do not want to do right will not lead this nation. For God is over this nation. Sin is a reproach. Pride comes before the fall. But I pray, because of those that are righteous, that you spare America. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. God is so good. I feel his presence, people. It makes me get quiet sometimes, and most of the time I, you know, being on the radio, you can't see my face and my expression, but you can feel me, those of you who walk in the Spirit. Let's get the fear of God. Not, and I'm afraid of God, that he's going to do something bad to me, but that word means respect. Let's respect God. Let's reverence him. Not on a religious day when everyone is in church. Most of the people that my queen and I pastor, they don't even go to church. This is their. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. This is Julia. I'm just here listening, and, you know, God is so good.
Yes, he is.
I was in a, like in a bad, like a, my lowest 2 days ago. I went and did the test I was telling you about.
Yes.
And I did not do so well. I have to retake it, and I felt so crushed. I drove 3 hours to go do it. And, but I thank God today I rose up again, and I'm going. I'm not gonna lose hope. I'm not gonna give up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for you. You know, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of every one of them.
Mm.
And you are a warrior.
Amen.
And not only will you pass, there's some things God is going to reveal to you supernaturally.
Amen.
It's like you studied one area, but then the questions had to do with a whole nother area.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. But God will supernaturally cause you. It's like reading the Word of God. You're going to do that study just like the Word of God, and God's going to supernaturally, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you what to study that's for the time of the test.
Amen.
It's going to be so easy to you. Father, I pray And I thank you that the Holy Ghost bring all things to our remembrance. And this is not a failure. This is on the road to success. And I thank you, Lord, that her call will give you the glory of how she passed the test. In Jesus' name. The enemy tried to do something when you went. He tried to paralyze the situation. And there's some, how can I say this? There's some unfair things that happened when you went and took the test. But God's going to give you victory. And the ones that are given the test is going to be astounded and astonished how God blessed you to pass the test. I thank God for your victory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God is impressed with your faith, Julia.
Thank you, thank you. I love him so much. I cannot leave him. I gotta go with him. You know, when we are talking about the fear of the Lord, it's not, just as you said, it's not that, oh, God is going to smack me, God is going, because I did something wrong. No, because his grace is so much extended to us, and many times we don't receive it. But when we receive his grace, he's calling us. He said that he's not condemning us. It's as if we did not sin in the first place. That's how he's looking at us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he's a loving God.
Yes, he is.
Mm. Would you please pray for my sister Lucy and her son? Her son is, his name is Aaron.
Father, what a privilege it is to pray. Luke 18:1 said men ought to always pray. First of all, we thank you for our spiritual sister, Julie. And also her sister, Lucy, and this child, Aaron. And Lord, we thank you that you already know what you have done for this family. How you're bringing them together. I pray that Lord heal the mind and spirit of Aaron, that you would not let any influence of Satan influence him. Give Lucy I see a new life for Lucy. The enemy doesn't want it, but she's getting ready to have a whole new life, even geographically.
Yes.
And Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the freshness. Let all the red tape and the God, you are in the details. We kick the devil out of the details. And God, you are in the details. And we thank you, Lord, for great victory for Lucy and Aaron and my dear sister, Lord. And we pray the will of God be done in their lives.
Mm.
And Satan, you cannot have them. Mm. They belong to Jesus Christ, the blood of the cross. And we thank you that all is well. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless God for you and this ministry. I know, I think it was the day before yesterday, this lady was praying and this ministry will reach the ends of the world. Everywhere that the gospel and the love of God has not reached yet, it will go there so that people can know how God loves them, so that people can just embrace the love of God, and God will embrace them through this ministry. I'm praying, we are praying, and God is doing great things.
You have blessed me, and that is our heart. Me, my queen, God always have us up through the night, and we can just feel different continents and places, and we literally stand on maps, and we're praying for the nation. And God told us he's sending an army. You're part of that army. They were praying up hope. And I just thank God for you. Thank you for your spirit, and the anointing on your life is real. And we thank God, me and my queen and I, for you.
God bless you, and say hi to your queen.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a God we serve. That sister is so precious to us. So precious to us. Hallelujah. Let me go to this caller. I have a 561 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Gabri?
Yes, this is Gabri.
God bless you. What's in your spirit tonight? I enjoy talking to your friend. And,
thank you.
What's in your heart this evening?
Okay. What's in my heart? I do have a prayer request, maybe request for counsel, but also just to pray for you too, if that's okay.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. All right. So we can start off with that, if that's okay with you.
Will you just run it?
Okay. Father, we just want to start off with just praising you and just thanking you for who you are. We just thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, for just your goodness. Like the woman previous to me before my call, she said that you're a loving God. So, Father, I thank you, God, that yes, indeed, you are a loving God, that you're loving to your children, Jesus, that you're loving to each and every one of us, Lord God. And Father, earlier today, Roderick, I went to a training for individuals who want to advocate for kids who are abused. And just the statistics out there, it's like, wow, there's so many kids being abused. And just the thought of, like, all believers getting together, it's like, what if all believers got together and we just really, release heaven on earth and begin to create, like, the kingdom, like, just the kingdom of God just begin to manifest on earth, you know, and in lives. And what if a whole bunch of believers were just radically encountered by God and healed, delivered, you know? Or even those who aren't even aware of the presence of God just come to the knowledge of the presence of God, or have a greater desire to know more of God's truth, you know, because he says his truth will set us free. And so just by going to that seminar, I just had some kind of like sympathy for kids, and just also a greater desire just to see parents walk in their fullness, you know, especially all parents, but especially the Christian parents. I often see in churches how some churches how Christian parents are just they're not treating their kids in a loving way. Like, I know, Roger, you and Katrina are great parents. You love your kids. You know, you guys love on them. You guys affirm them.
Amen.
And that's the first place where kids should learn their identity, you know. And so, unfortunately, in a lot of Christian homes, this wasn't a Christian seminar, but just being around Christians, I see how some of them can treat their kids, how some of them neglect their kids. They don't take time to listen to their kids' feelings. They don't take time to understand them. They don't even spend time with their kids. Don't take time to affirm them, to say, hey, you can be the best that you can be. And I'm sure most of it has to do because they weren't taught that too. But we live in a society where knowledge is so prevalent. And to me, there's no excuse, you know. Why we should not be hungering and seeking after, like, good knowledge, you know. Like, it's good to have knowledge, but when we let knowledge overtake who we are, you know, when we let knowledge overtake, proceed against God, then there's a difference between that. But when we have knowledge in a way that can propel us to greatness, in a way that can make us become better people, then that's a good thing. So to me, I just want to encourage the body of Christ, especially parents out there, just to really evaluate how you're treating your kids. Are you spending time with your kids? Are you taking time to listen to them? Are you consumed with work? Are you consumed with how you're going to live versus how I'm going to parent my child, how I want them to raise up? So there are lots of kids in the juvenile justice system, and they shouldn't be. If they were, most of them are in the system because they're not being parented correctly. They're not receiving that affection, that love, that the proper discipline. Discipline doesn't always mean I'm going to beat you up, you know. And you're going to restore that person in a gentle way. Yes, it means being firm and setting boundaries when you need to, but at the same time, they need to know love. They don't need that look, I'm going to give you a look, you know you're in trouble. They need to know, hey, I'm protected, I'm safe in my parents' arms, you know. And so that's why a lot of people have a hard time knowing the love, because they didn't receive that from their parents. So most of them didn't receive it from their parents, so they don't know who they truly trust. So they don't know, if they cannot trust their parents, then it's hard for them to trust Father God. You know, Father God wants us to be so intimate with him. And I'm speaking for myself, too, you know. And
this is good.
Have an inner experience with all of this. I mean, I don't have kids, but being raised in such a household as I'm describing, I know the importance of being raised in a good family, like in a loving, affirming family. I'm like, gosh, if I had received this a long time ago, I would have been way ahead. But, you know, God has a purpose for everything. I'm not going to look back. I'm going to look forward, you know. I'm not going to let my past dictate who I am, but I'm going to let it allow me to be the best that God has called me to be. What I'm trying to say is that if we have knowledge of what's right, then there's no excuse for us not to use the knowledge to become better people. There's no excuse for us not to sit down and analyze ourselves and say, hey, let me take a self-inventory of who I am. Because isn't it in the word where it says, Father, create in me a pure heart, see if there's any wicked way in me. So if we spend time with the Holy Spirit cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he will surely and indeed show us our ways. He will surely show us the truth. He will surely show us if there's any wicked ways in our hearts. And we have to be willing for him to show us those things, and we have to be ready. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts for that, and even to bring healing where those emotional wounds are at. You know, he's there to help us. He's not there to judge us. Like the sister before said, he doesn't condemn us. He doesn't condemn us, you know. And any gospel that preaches that he condemns us is definitely not speaking the word of God, because the word clearly says that God does not condemn. You know, so he came to give us life abundantly. And life abundantly does not mean all the riches on earth. Yes, it means like he wants to bless us financially, but it means abundant life in every single way, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, academically, in every single way. And so even family life, relationally. So like you were saying the other day that a house, what did you say, a house? I'm trying to quote you, sir. But anyway, if we can't take care of our first ministry, which is family, first is unto God and family, can we be effective? How can we be effective unto the world? How can we be, if we can't steward the very things, special things that God gave us, especially stewarding how we have relationship with people, stewarding, if your parents, how you treat your kids, stewarding how you are a friend. This is simple things in life. How can we expect God from work? But if you do have finances, but those finances are not the sole nature of or sole method of happiness. Yeah. True happiness comes in relationship with the Lord. And it's a process. Yeah. It's a process. But it's something worth fighting for and worth believing that we are called to walk in his greatness. We are called to walk totally free. So So I apologize if I went off tangent. But Father, I just thank you for the wonderful God that you are to us. I thank you for who you are, for you are holy, for you are mighty, you are everlasting. I just lift up all these parents right now that are just listening to these calls, Lord God, whether they're awesome parents or whether they need some work, they need some help, God. They just don't know how to get the help. They don't know how to ask for help. They feel lost. They feel like just a lot of things are going on in their minds, or they just really need some healing, Father. I ask that you would just come and bring healing to those parents that have been traumatized right now in Jesus' name, that have been traumatized in every single way, whether it be sexually,
yes,
emotionally, physically, or all of those ways, Lord God,
yes,
or mentally, verbally, name it, Jesus. And
yes,
I ask
God
that you just bring a fresh wind of your peace, a fresh wind of your love, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, we ask that you just do a revival in their hearts, revival in their minds, revival in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say, as it is in heaven, let it continue to be on earth. We just release heaven all
yes
over these parents right now in
yes
the name of Jesus, all over these kids right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We cancel the assignment of the enemy to
yes
perpetuate that cycle where kids are in the juvenile system, especially a group of an ethnic group of people. We cancel that, and we decree and declare
yes
just total
yes
freedom in that area, Father God. And
Father,
we thank you, God, that we just speak life to those kids, Lord God. We cancel every word curse spoken against them by society, by the system,
yes,
by their parents,
yes,
and by friends in Jesus' name. Father, we
yes
just thank you, God, for just coming and touching these kids' hearts, that you would divinely reveal yourself as a father, as a papa to them, Father God, that you will quench every thirst that they have, Father God, where they will never have to draw for water, but you will be enough for them, just as that woman in the well, Father God. We ask that you would do a mighty and supernatural work in the hearts of those kids and even in their parents, Lord God. Even the parents that are abusing their kids, Father God, we ask that you would turn them around right now, God. Father, we live in a society that says, you know what, if you're bad, we're going to lock you up. We're going to punish you. But God, Lord, we serve a God that loves even those people that seem to be victimizing others, Lord God. We serve a God that can turn hearts of men, Father God, that can use the shameful or, you know, confound the shame, you know, shameless things, confound the wise. I'm probably not quoting right, but you know what I mean, God. Do something
yes
that appears. It appears to be shameful, or like, God, you use Apostle Paul, Father God. He used to persecute the body of Christ, Lord God. But look how you mightily change this man. You mightily transform his heart. So, Father, we just release that encounter upon these parents and upon these kids right now, Father God. We just decree and declare and say, revival comes right now, is here right now, is taking place right now, is moving
yes
every day. It's a nonstop cyclic thing in Jesus' name. We just release heaven on earth. And Father, we just release your conviction right now upon parents right now who need the truth, who need to walk in your truth,
yes,
who need to walk in greater love. We just release your spirit of conviction and love and your
yes
and your spirit of truth, God, and
thank
and
you
your revelation, God.
Yes,
and we just
God
thank you, God, for just total turnaround in this situation
yes
in Jesus'
yes
name. And Father, we just pray for these performers, Lord God, these entertainers, Lord God, whether they're basketball players, musicians, Lord God, who these kids are looking up to, who these kids are calling them idols, Lord
yes
God. We just lift them up. We ask that you would do a new thing in their hearts. We ask that you would. We ask that they would be encountered and touched by you, Jesus. We ask that a fresh wind of your glory would just touch their lives, and their lives would be undone
oh
in your presence, God. We just
yes,
we just need to declare a revival in Hollywood, a revival in the media right now, in the name of Jesus. We just speak like a hurricane in this, like a spiritual hurricane that would touch their lives. I'm not talking about like a physical one, but like a mighty move of God, like a hurricane that would touch lives, that would wreck rest them for good, like in a good way, Lord God, that you will blow their socks, Lord God, that you would just blow their socks. They're like, wow, and so amazed by you, Father God. So I'm not saying a hurricane is physical.
Amen.
I'm trying
Amen.
To say the right words, but it's not coming around.
You
but God,
okay.
So God, we just thank you, Father, for just moving
yeah.
in these entertainers' lives. We just ask that you, we thank you right now, God, for just going into their lives, that all those prayers that have been lifted up for these entertainers, Lord God, for these actresses and actors and directors, Lord God, these athletes, Lord God, we ask that, we thank you, God, that those prayers have been heard. Those prayers are doing exactly what they have been set to do.
Amen.
In Jesus'
yes.
name. We thank you, yes. Father God, for bringing healing and restoration in their lives. We break off addiction, Lord God. We just decree and declare that, we just decree and declare that no more. No more young kids will come into the entertainment system until they
yeah,
fully yeah. know their identities in you, that you will send ones that are truly hungry and passionate after Jesus, that will make a world of a difference, in Hollywood, in Jesus' name, that will bring your kingdom on earth, Lord God, that will bring transformation to the lives of your people for your glory, in Jesus' name. So we just release your presence. We thank you for what you're doing and what you will continue to do. I thank you for Roger and Katrina. I ask that you will continue to bless. And thank you for this broadcast, Lord God, that it truly is a global voice, a global mouthpiece for your kingdom, Lord God, for your truth to be revealed. And I thank you, Father God, for I just decree and declare that this ministry be a safe place even for celebrities to call and just feel, or even for them to just call him privately, Father God, and that they will know that they have a friend, that they know that they have someone, a confidant, someone that they can trust,
yes,
who will not judge them, someone who will love them. I thank you, Father. I just decree and declare that in Jesus' name. So I just thank you for Roger and Katrina. I ask that you will continue to bless them and their family. I thank you, God, that their very lives will continue to minister, Lord God, unto parents, Lord God, unto married couples, Lord God, unto the nation, Lord God, unto presidents and executives and CEOs, Lord God, that their lives will minister to those people. And they're going to be like, wow, here's this man of power, here's this woman of power, but they still love people. They don't allow their fame to change who they are. Their identity is still rooted and grounded in love, and they're still successful, and they're still prospering, and they still know how to be good parents. So I thank you, God, that their very lives will minister to people, and also they'll see that your kingdom is definitely manifesting in their lives, in Jesus' name, where the sick are constantly being healed,
Amen.
Where
yes,
where depression is being cast out and flees forever. And I thank you, God, that their ministry is not just a tool where they're just be revival, but that they're equipping people, Father God. They actually equip people
yes.
to walk in your
yes.
glory, to walk in your presence,
yes.
where they don't have to keep coming backwards, but they know that they can go,
yes.
that they know that they have the tools because of Christ
yes.
in them, in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Father God, that this ministry is a great ministry that equips people, Father God. They're not trying to hoard up all the glory for themselves, but they want your people to be equipped just as you.
Yes.
In your word.
Yes.
Like, we shall lay hands on the sick, Lord God. We shall do this.
Yes.
Stomp on Satan. We shall drink poison. It's not going to harm us, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, that their goal is to equip just as you equipped the apostles, and just as the apostles equipped other people into disciples. So I thank you, Father, for just the blessing that they are. And I just continue to release heaven all over them in Jesus' name, all over their finances, all over their ministries, and businesses,
Amen.
Or
yes,
future
Lord.
Businesses. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yeah.
I just decree and declare godly connections, more and more. I know they have it already, but we just decree and declare more and more godly connections,
yeah.
Father God,
yeah.
that maybe you know that you know they need, that they've been praying for, Father God. And we just decree
yes.
we say more and more and more. No delay, no hindrances. Come at
yes.
your expected time in Jesus' name, Father God. We just thank you, God, that favor surrounds them all the days of their lives, their entire family, their entire lineage. In
yes.
Jesus' name we pray, Father God. We just thank you, God, that health and your goodness and health and mercy follow them all the days of their life, their entire family, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gabrielle, I thank you for, I just begin to bathe in those prayers, and I want you to know it's so valuable what you've done tonight. I just forget, you know how you just soak and just bathe? I felt like God was just washing me and Katrina and our staff, our children, our lineage. I just felt a bathing and showers of prayers that all of you all pray for us. And it's so important when you begin to speak about parenting. I just want to say this. Thank you, Gabri. And, you know, I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And Apostle Paul was dealing with people who were, you know, they were serving idols. And they had questions concerning idol worship. But I like what he says here in verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Now concerning things offered to idols, he said, we know that we all have knowledge. But watch this. Knowledge puffed up, but puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. I'm reading this because of parenting. You spoke so eloquent of parenting. And I would say to all the parents, don't let the knowledge of your life being older than your children be puffed up.
That's good.
As parents, we must remember that we must not forget how to be a child while we're teaching our children how to be adults. And this is something that my queen and I, we love family, and that's what God brought us together. You can't have a broken home and have a whole ministry. And children need adults to become children while they're learning how to become an adult. And I want us, every parent, I ask God to touch us. Me and my queen, we pray every day to God, let us be an example to our children. And the biggest thing in ministry is, and I tell pastors this, don't try to act like a man of God at home. Uh-oh, that ruffs some feathers. You know, because being a man of God, it means enjoy your children. Love on them. Don't beat them up with the word. Don't beat your wife up with the word. I tell you, and love. And all I can say is, parents, please, don't forget to be a child. Jesus said, suffer the little children that come unto me, forbid them not, for such. I tell you how you get out the kingdom when you abuse children. You don't have to hit them with a belt. You don't have to do all that. When you speak to them and you treat them wrong, that's abuse. Mm-hmm. And so let us, you know, we can't go to church, shout, dance, full of the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, and then curse out our children. So I love you. And I perceive that you are good parents. I perceive you are good parents. I perceive that you all are doing everything within your power to bless your children. We love you. We don't condemn you. We got some good parents here on Prophecy Alive. Children are being delivered by the power of God. Thank you, Gabri, for the anointing that is on your life. Oh, that prayer. Thank you. Me and my queen, we thank you. Because you came to minister to us. That was good. Angela.
Thank you. You're welcome.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Can I get your advice or counsel on one thing, please?
Okay. I got just a few minutes. I got a couple more callers. But go ahead. Let's see what the Lord does.
Actually, you can take the call, and I'll just talk to you off the line, okay?
You know we can do that. Let's do that, okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're awesome. You're welcome. Bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love that. I have another 561 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, too. Thank you for having me on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing. I heard somebody say peachy, but I'm not going to say that. All is well. Praise God. That's not too manly, is it?
No, you should say rosy.
What's on your heart this evening?
Well, I was just listening. You know, I think that I love the conversation that, you know, well, I love what Julia was talking about and how you prayed for her
how she's always a blessing whenever she comes on the line. And I love the conversation that you were having with Gabri. And I think it's amazing how you pointed out 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 3, because you just, it's amazing how God talks about knowledge, and you don't realize how he talks about knowledge. He talks about knowledge a lot, but I guess he's saying that knowledge is not more important than love. Love is more important than everything else, so that's awesome to know. That's awesome to read. And thank you for just always sharing the word to us. You know, it's a blessing. And making it practical to us.
Praise God.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You guys make it easy. You guys make it easy, though. You guys just came into our lives, and, oh, it's like springtime in the winter. You guys are such I can't explain to you. I think when we meet face-to-face, we're just, people are going to think we lost our minds. I might scream like somebody tried to slap me.
Like somebody did what?
Tried to slap me, you know. You know, we went to our son.
Like one of the Wayne brothers.
Yeah, my family's crazy like that. We went and took our son to see the movie, this movie hit the Legos. And it has some principles in it, but it was so funny. Mm-hmm. We laughed. And I just enjoy family time. What's on your heart today?
Well, I was just listening on to the line, but since you asked, but before I go on with that, like, so there's a movie out there called Legos?
Yeah, it's it's a
good.
You know, we do the Legos with our son, and he wanted us to take him to the movie. Of course, we loved going to the movies, and we got up early and we went to the movies, and we were laughing so hard.
That's
it was
funny.
It was just fun. Just love to have fun. That's what ministry is to families. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Because if you don't enjoy the precious moments that you have with special people that God blesses in your life, then you know why? Then it's not even worth it. You know. I think that starts first, and then everything else will follow. But of course, receiving from Him first, and then receiving whatever we get from Him, and delivering it in love or in action to those that He's entrusted to us, or those that He feels privileged to have in our lives. Because every person, every family member is a blessing. We have to treat them as a special package, a special gift, something special, you know, that we would never want to lose, never want to discard, or you know, disappear. You know, treat them as cherished and precious, because that's how God sees us. And
you know, the anointing.
The
anointing doesn't make you forget who you are. You know.
Yeah.
That we were in sin, we made a lot of mistakes, and you know, compassion comes from the memory of the past. In other words, when you have compassion, you remember where you come from. And that compassion leads us to godly compassion, to Him that is forgiven much, love much. You know, when God forgives you, you love much. And it's time for people just to stop abusing each other and just love. This young generation needs us.
Yeah, they do. They need that love. Because that's what's going to help change them, you know? Because they don't need any more of that judgment, or you're this, you're that, because that's going to, or the things, the negative things, people who are going to reach out and love them where they're at, and just love them and encourage them to be better than what they are, and see them the way that Christ sees them, even if we don't see it, to just call those things out, you know?
You know what?
That's
when
what
I was
God
younger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I was younger, you know, I gave my heart to God because I was scared. I didn't want to go to hell. And then when I read that David said, if I make my bed in hell, God is there. And then I got a little calm then. So God is in hell too. So praise God, you know. And as we mature, we find out that God is not an angry God. So we don't have to scare our children into a frenzy. You know, God is a loving God. I mean, because if you look around, hell is on earth.
Yes, it is. We need to bring heaven down.
That's our job, isn't it?
It is. And we need to be heaven on earth, you know?
Preach, girl, preach.
We need to stop fighting with each other, stop all this madness and this ugliness, and just walk in love and be who God calls us to be. It's not easy, but we have to make it a point. Make it something that we want to happen. What's that word I'm looking for? We have to be intentional about it, and push through the pain, push through all the lies of the enemy, push through the circumstances, even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't want to. I remember how we were, I think a month ago, when I was on the line, I mentioned how God teaches me how to love and how to push through push through my feelings about certain people to just walk in that, you know. There are some people who I couldn't stand. God wanted me to walk in love. Yes. So I have a testimony about that, you know. And, you know, God brings people into your life that you can grow. Not just the person can grow, but so you can grow and mature into the person that you want to become. So that you can walk in fullness of Christ in every area of your life, you know. And so this is what he did. Remember that young lady that I told you she was our roommate, right? And I couldn't stand her. And I wanted her to leave, and to, like, the first time she moved out, I wanted her to leave, like, that same week, that same month. I was praying that God would just get her out somehow, you know. And,
yes, she did.
No, he didn't get her out. He got us all out. But anyways, so she was brought there for a reason, because, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to forgive this person. I'm going to love this person at a distance. But when the person's in your face, it's even harder, you know, and especially if they've hurt you. You know, it's not because I didn't want her to move them, because she slighted me and she hurt me. And so I was like, oh, angry, why is she here? Why is she moving in? But, like, after a while, you know what? I have to walk in love, you know. I was like, God, I don't like her. I can't stand her. But, you know, help me to walk this love thing out. Like, every time I would see her, oh, God, she's this, she's that, she's this, she's this. You know, all the negative things. But then I was like, okay, God, I have to push myself. God began to show me my heart. And, and I have to pay attention to that, you know. I have to be attentive to what you were showing me, because if I want to be free, I can't hold on to unforgiveness. I cannot hold on to bitterness. I cannot hold on to all the negative things. And just, I have to honor her and love her, because God doesn't bless your enemy. So was I going to choose life or death?
Wow.
And was I going to choose life or death? Life or death for myself, and life and death for the person that slighted me, you know? Was I going to choose to continue to walk in the old man and say, oh, God, she is off. She's this. I can't stand her. She's never going to change. She's this, she's that. Or am I going to, see, that's what I always did in the past, you know. I was like, whenever someone did me wrong, I would always focus on the negative. But now I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Why should I walk in old? That's what God was teaching me. That if I want to be free, and if I want to walk in love, I have to love this person that is another sister in Christ, even though she doesn't have her things together. I can't focus on what she's doing. I have to focus on my relationship with Jesus and focus on loving him and being obedient, because I wasn't walking in love, but I needed God to teach me to walk in love, because I'm not perfect. And so I have to constantly, every single day, yield to God and say, God, I can't stand her, but I thank you that you see her this way. I thank you, God, that she's beautiful. I thank you that she's this. I asked the Holy Spirit, how do you see her? And he said, she's gentle as a lamb, and he wants to bring her back to the sheepfold. I was like, she's gentle. I was like, and he also said she's calm. I was like, she is still not calm. But even though I didn't believe that throughout time, I was like, hey, God, I thank you, God, that
that she is gentle. I thank you, God, that she is clean. I thank you, God, that she keeps things clean, that she's a good roommate. I thank you, God, that she's mindful of people. And it wasn't easy. I had to, like, beat my flesh, you know, beat my flesh into submission, beat my flesh into walking in the opposite spirit, walking in obedience to Christ, because I was like, I cannot continue walking in any other spirit but the spirit of Christ.
Amen.
So every single day, you know, I had to force myself. I would pray for her. I would bless her. And I would notice that gradually over time that I would just, like, the negative things would not even come out of my mouth about her. I would talk about her in love. I would pray for her in love. And I started to develop compassion for her. And out of that compassion, I start praying at a place of love, out of a place of, you know, just God's spirit. And I'm not saying it was easy. I'm not saying that it happened overnight, but it happened over a course of over several months. And, you know, God did it. And I'm so happy that God did it. I'm so happy that God taught me how to walk in love with that girl, because when it came time for us to leave the place we were living at, I left with the right heart. I left with knowing that I didn't have anything in my heart towards her. And I even blessed her with some gifts. My sister blessed her with a gift. And it felt better to bless than to curse. And she felt the love of Christ too. That was the most important thing, is that she was being loved in the midst of it, you know?
Yes. Well,
I wanted to share that testimony.
I love it. You said some vital, important, you gave some great principles. And I'm just amazed at how God can just grow us up. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, you would think maturity comes with age. But when we look at the society today, we have grown people in authority acting like little children. And so our son said one time, grown up need to grow up. It was so deep.
Really? You said that?
Of course. He's amazing.
Wow.
He said, grown up need to grow up. I thought, God, what prophet is this? And so we thank God for all our children. Listen, this all the time I have enjoyed every last one of you. I feel like I've been eating. You guys just came on here, and all of you all just begin to pray. And we thank God for you all, and we love you. We won't be back on until Tuesday. My queen gave executive orders, so I'm being obedient to my wife. Ooh, did I say that as a husband? The husband is the head. Well, the head got a brain. Use it. Praise God. I thank God.
Preach, brother.
I just preached, and to God be the glory. Listen, y'all know we love you, and thank you for all of your kind words of wisdom. Can't wait to see y'all in the flesh. Love you.
Thank you. Love you,
God.
Too. Good night.
Good night. That's so much.
Keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on loving me. You keep on loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey, we run away from you. Bring change to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip,
God bless you. This is Prophet Roderick Owensby. You can reach me by calling 317-832-0131. You can also reach me on Facebook. Send all emails and prayer requests to ronetwork@live.com. Remember, prophecy is not dead. It's alive. Prophecy Alive, P.O. Box 2631, Kokomo, Indiana, 46904-2631. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Until next time.